Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Wake up, America. It's Tuesday, November 8th. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Morning Air as we begin day two of our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverins. Our studio producer is Sarah Tafoya. Thanks so much for joining us on this Tuesday morning, Election Day, across our great nation. I want to say thank you so much for all your support yesterday and the first full day of the Pledge Drive. Remember, it's not where you start, but where you finish, but we did get off to a really good start yesterday in day one. You are such a blessing. We can't do it without you, our Relevant Radio family. I know it's a little early in the morning for many of you, but we really do need you to step up. We need your help to reach our goal by the end of the week of $3 million just to keep going for another 3 months. Join the family. We're looking for 50 people, 50 brothers and sisters to support our help, to support the work that we do here in this 6 a.m. hour. We need your help, that is. We really do. And you think about it, that's a drop in the bucket. We're talking about 50 brothers and sisters in Christ. And when you consider the large number of people, tens of thousands across our nation that listen to this hour, that's not a lot to be asking for. Let's give in honor of the Queen of all Saints, our Blessed Mother Mary, who intercedes for all of our loved ones in purgatory that we are praying for in our Holy Souls Novena. We start each hour, every day here during the Pledge Drive with the Memorare, invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us not only with this Pledge Drive, but to continue to pray for us for an end to abortion in our nation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn, and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. Saint Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. Saint John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we invoke the Holy Spirit when we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Want to bring in our Morning Air team, Glenn and Sarah. What a great start to our Pledge Drive yesterday, guys.
Well, it certainly was. I want to thank folks for getting us off to a great start. It's important that we hear from you in the final week, the final Pledge Drive lasts all week, final Pledge Drive of the year here at Relevant Radio. And again, yesterday was a great start. Got to power through to meet that need of $3 million by the end of the week, and we'll be telling you about that throughout the course of the morning, interspersed with our regular stuff, of course. But thanks for getting us off to a great start.
And of course, the big story, this is what everybody's talking about today. It is Election Day. The polls have opened.
That's right. All members of the House around the country up for a vote, and a good chunk of senators and governors and other things, all the way down to your local dog catcher, perhaps. But inviting, encouraging everyone to pray and then vote today, along with all the candidates, many issues on ballots, including five states with ballot measures that would control and limit abortion or establish a right to abortion. Among those states having those votes, California, Michigan, Vermont, Kentucky, and Montana.
We're encouraging our listeners to vote pro-life. 43 million have already voted in early voting so far. I understand former President Trump also made an announcement about an announcement.
That's right. Once today is over, tomorrow begins the race for president in 2024. President Trump says he'll make a big announcement next week, presumably on the 15th. So many speculating that he'll announce he's trying to run for the White House again.
Oh, see, I thought it was going to be that he was going to finally pay some late fees from like a library card or something. But you're right, Glenn. It's probably more oriented. That makes more timely. That's probably what it was.
Yeah, if that got him attention, he might do that too.
Remember, he's a showman. He's an entertainer. And he knows how to do what we call a tease.
For sure. Especially after he had that TV show. It's all about teasing.
Absolutely. I got a glimpse of something that doesn't happen too often. A rare lunar eclipse this morning. I actually went outside and took a photo of the moon turning red. Got a pretty good one, too.
Well, it's not a bad moon rising, but it's still pretty cool to go out there and see what is out with the moon, what weird things it's doing. It's interesting how it changes colors and different sizes, and, you know, kids love to figure out, like, oh, is it shaped like the fingernail, all that kind of stuff. So it's interesting to see what God's got up there going for us.
Glenn, could the red moon be a preview of things to come on this election day?
Well, I'm not sure if they're related, but you know, there's a decent chance. What does it portend for me, though, that it was cloudy in my area, so I didn't see that red moon? I better go vote.
We'll have to send you the photo. I got a really good shot of it this morning. Actually, my wife was all excited. She popped out of bed, and she wanted to run out there and take a look at the moon.
Well, if you missed it for any reason, I'm sure someone like John has plenty of pictures of it, either on social media or on Google. You can Google that red moon and get a good, nice glimpse of it.
And don't forget to go and vote and take your friends and relatives with you. As always, thanks so much, Sarah and Glenn.
Sure thing, John.
We begin this morning with our power scripture from the playbook of life. It's from John 2:5. The beloved disciple, St. John, writes, "His mother said to the servants, 'Do whatever he tells you.'" Our Blessed Mother Mary's mission is the same today as it was 2,000 years ago. She always points us to her Son, Jesus the Lord. Mary said to the servants at the wedding feast of Cana, "Do whatever he tells you." That is, do whatever Jesus is telling you to do. It's all about following Christ from the heart every day of our life. That's what we try to encourage you to do here at Relevant Radio and on Morning Air. And we always pray with great confidence, "Jesus, I trust in you." You can always find us on Twitter at Morning Air Show, as well as on Facebook. You can send us your thoughts on email, morningair@relevantradio.com. That's morningair@relevantradio.com. And our number, if you want to be part of the program this morning, 888-914-9149. Now it's time for yet another Tech Tuesday.
Ready to assist you. Okay.
Okay.
If you want to get a head start and get your Christmas shopping done, this is the time to do it. According to some experts, the 2022 Black Friday deals event is heating up now, with early sales launched from retailers like Amazon, Walmart, Target, and Best Buy. Listen to part of this report from ABC9 in Cincinnati.
At this craft shop,
okay, your total will be $47.59.
Shoppers like Jenna Young are getting an early start.
Well, I think it's good to do early, start shopping early, so that you can have better selection of the items.
It's not just here. Black Friday is still weeks away, but at stores like Target and Best Buy, you can get some Black Friday deals right now. Walmart will start offering Black Friday deals online November 7th. But do you buy now or wait for the real thing?
Smart shoppers have always shopped throughout the year. Smart shoppers really don't wait until the holiday season.
And joining us live is our tech expert and longtime Morning Air contributor, Mark Mastriani, to talk about some of those deals, the layoffs in the tech industry, and what is the future of social media overall as Twitter goes private and lays off hundreds of employees. Mark is a passionate Catholic dad, husband with 20-plus years of technology, new product development experience. For all things faith and tech, you can follow Mark on Twitter at GodLovesTech. Good morning, Mark. Thanks so much for joining us on another Tech Tuesday. It's great to be with you this morning here on the second day of our pledge drive.
Yes, to commemorate this election day, we also have a pledge drive. We also have an eclipse. We have a lot going on today, John. Thank you for having me.
And, you know, Mark, I love that you always keep us up to date. You keep us informed about things that are going on in the tech world, always with a Catholic and a moral perspective. Can you tell us why it's important to support the mission of Relevant Radio, of bringing Christ to the world through the media that includes social media?
Yeah, it's hard for me to tell my story without telling about Relevant Radio. It's it, they're they're tied so closely ever since about 2008, when I got the call from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to do more with technology, in the spiritual realm. I needed to know what that meant. Like, I got this call from the Holy Spirit, from our Lord and Savior, but I wasn't quite sure what that meant. And I created my very first Catholic tech product. It was called God on the Go. It was a Catholic Bible that you could stick in the USB flash drive of any laptop computer. I was going to help Catholic schools all around the country teach the Bible, teach the Catholic translation of the Bible across the country. And I came to Relevant Radio for assistance, and I started talking about technology on morning air. I can't tell my story and my journey, not just professional, but spiritual journey, without talking about Relevant Radio. It's been a very important part of my life, and it's something that I'm passionate about supporting. We need to extend my, I need to extend my faith beyond Sunday. So in order to extend my faith beyond Sunday, I need help. And Relevant Radio has been an incredible help to me. So please support Relevant Radio during the pledge drive.
Well, we really appreciate your contributions, of course, and your expertise. You always bring that Catholic perspective to our discussions on Tech Tuesdays. Let's talk a little bit about those early Black Friday deals and what's going on with that. Can you bring us up to date?
Sure, we'll tease it and then we'll go to break. But the teaser is Black Friday is not a day anymore. Black Friday is a sale that extends into all of November. So you can look at most of these major retailers' websites. It's good news for consumers, bad news for retailers, that people are holding on to their dollars a little bit more stingy now than ever. That means the deals have started earlier. So we can talk more about the kinds of wearables and headphones and TVs that are available across all these retailers' websites. But the tough economy for retailers is good news for consumers.
Well, Mark, we'll talk about a little bit more about this in more detail on the other side of the break. We do need to take a short time out as we continue our conversation with our tech expert, Mark Mastriani. Stay with us. There's more to come on Morning Air after a word from our Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky. All right, Relevant Radio family, we're talking to you. Welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales. Thanks for tuning in as we continue our conversation with our tech expert, Mark Mastriani. We're talking about Black Friday, all the many deals that are starting right now and coming up. Mark, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
I want to continue. We started to talk about Black Friday.
Yeah, so just real briefly, if you have been waiting for that time to get that sharp screen, flat screen, smart TV, not a dumb TV, but a smart TV with either Roku or Android or one of these other platforms built in, as we've seen, most people are starting, the cord cutting phenomena has been around for about 5 years and has definitely accelerated with content shifting mostly to paid subscription platforms. Some of those paid subscription platforms are coming down in price with advertising. However, if you are part of a family that uses streaming services and you need maybe just one more TV in that room to avoid some fights in your family, or if you have a loved one who needs to step up from a not smart TV to a smart TV, now's the time. They're ranging in price around $100.
$100. Wow.
I'm looking at Best Buy's website right now. A TCL, which is an okay brand. It's not phenomenal. It's not bad. 40-inch, 3-series, full HD smart Android TV, $108. It's incredible what these prices are looking like. It's better than some of the Super Bowl sales, Superb Owl, right, from last February, which tends to be a hot season to move any legacy inventory that didn't sell in Q4. Those people, like I said, it's a great deal because people have been a little bit more stingy with products lately. They're open-minded and spending on services like travel and leisure. But as a result, these retailers are really kind of desperate, and that's good for us consumers.
All right, Mark, I got an inspiration. Okay, a reason to go out and get a smart TV for our relevant radio listeners. If you don't have enough TVs in your place and you want to watch the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky and I on the smart TV, it is fabulous.
Amen. There's great uplifting Catholic content, especially here on the Relevant Radio app and relevantradio.com. Use those smart TVs. Smart TVs are essentially a computer screen that also has access to these premium subscription services. So if you've been waiting for upgrade to your computer, maybe this is the time to actually upgrade your smart TV instead.
All right, let's talk about Silicon Valley. What's going on there with talk about a possible recession, a bunch of layoffs? What's the latest?
So what's interesting, John, is that the same phenomena that we're experiencing in the retail sector is happening across Silicon Valley as well. If you're in a service-based industry like Uber and some of the other service-based technology companies are doing okay. Some of them have hit a few snags in the road like Airbnb. But for the most part, if you're in services in tech, you're doing okay, not great, not bad. You're not growing at the rate that you used to. And with interest rates rising, you can't look out into the future and get these huge valuations like you could only a year or 2 years ago. As a result of that, over the last 2 years, when interest rates were so low, tech companies, especially in Silicon Valley and in the Northeast, hired aggressively. It was a war for talent all the way up through and including this summer of 2022. What's happening now? Slowdown. Multiple companies, including Meta and Stripe, and I have a list of about five more, Twitter, are all laying off employees. Why? Because they haven't in a long time. They were hiring as fast as they possibly could for the last 2.5 years, especially over the last 18 months, and now they just need to hit the pause button. It's still actually a good time in the employment space, even in tech with all these layoffs. It's just now a displacement. The last 18 months, the bigger companies had more money to throw around, and they're losing some of their talent that has joined in the last, 18 months. Now those folks are available to all of us who can't pay those super premium prices for talent like 18 months ago. And it's a great opportunity to get people with great experience from Silicon Valley here in the heart of the country.
What about Elon Musk and Twitter? What's going on there?
There is a layoff that's happening, and there's also a shift from fully remote to majority on-site. They're going to have a little bit of a hybrid model, but that is a big culture shift for the people of Twitter. The culture of Twitter has been very open and loose, and what Elon Musk has done in his very short time as owner of this business since October 28th is tighten the reins. He wants to see employees on site. They need to really firm up what is their business model, not just their free platform, but also potentially paid services and platforms. As a result of that, he needs to know who he can trust, who he can depend on, and he has cut hundreds of employees already in the first week of owning the business. So what does that mean for us? The products of Twitter are likely to improve. They're likely to be less biased towards one political view rather than a broader view. But hopefully it also means we'll stay protected from dangerous behavior at the same time.
Well, Mark, we're going to have to leave it there. Always appreciate your perspective and insights. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Donate to Relevant Radio. It's a great time to donate. Tech Tuesday.
Yes, indeed. Mark Mastriani, our tech expert for all things faith and tech. You can follow Mark on Twitter at God Loves Tech. We need to take a short break. When we come back, political analyst Alfonso Aguilar is going to be with us to talk about today's midterm. Stay with us. There's more to come.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back, family. Welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app as we continue with day two of our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us on this Tuesday morning, Election Day across our great nation. Our number, if you want to be part of the conversation, 888-914-9149. Now, of course, as we've been talking about this morning, today is Election Day, and we've talked a lot about it here on Morning Air, how Catholics should vote. We've talked about the main issues that matter to Catholics and some of the key races across the country. Today, millions of Americans will go out and vote for a different candidate. In all 50 states, over 43 million people have already voted. Now, listen to this message from Archbishop Bernard Hebda of St. Paul in Minneapolis, encouraging the Catholic faithful to vote in this election.
Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, I'm here today with a simple message. Vote on Tuesday, November 8th, if not before. As Americans and Catholics, it is our right and our responsibility to be involved in the political process, making our voices heard by voting in elections, whether that be an election for our local school board and city council or an election for federal office. I strongly urge you to vote. Before mailing in your ballot or heading to the polls, please pray and inform yourself about our candidates and where they stand on the issues.
Joining us live from Miami, Florida, for a Catholic perspective on today's midterm elections is attorney and political analyst Alfonso Aguilar, the president of the Latino Partnership for Conservative Principles. Alfonso is a frequent guest on Fox News, MSNBC, Telemundo, Univision, and CNN en Español, and he's published opinion pieces in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, and of course, he's a regular contributor to Morning Air. Good morning, Alfonso. Thanks so much for joining us. It is great to be with you once again. Especially on this election day from Miami.
Good morning, John. Greetings from sunny Miami.
Well, my friend, you know, we so much appreciate your perspective that you bring to Relevant Radio on a regular basis. Why should our listeners join the family, as we're saying, and support the mission of Relevant Radio, a mission that promotes responsible citizenship and voting with a Catholic perspective, with Catholic values?
Well, you know, Relevant Radio is a great blessing because in a world that is so confused, we need the light. We need guidance. And I think Relevant Radio for Catholic voters provides that light. There are many issues that have to do with cultural issues, that have to do with basic morality, with issues of life and death, with the family, with religious freedom. Relevant Radio provides that perspective, that understanding of those issues, so that as voters, as Catholic voters, we know how to exercise our responsibility and understand this complex and different issues, which issues are prudential, those issues that are a matter of opinion, and then identify those issues that are black and white, that are a question of morals, of you know, certain things that are evil, like abortion. You know, this is a clear black and white issue. So it is hard to find that clarity in mainstream media today, unfortunately, and that's why I think Relevant Radio is such a blessing for Catholic voters, for Catholic citizens, where you provide guidance and to voters and basic information so that they can reach responsible decisions on those issues that are prudential, that are a matter of opinion, and then also understand clearly what's the moral position, what's the doctrine of the church on certain moral fundamental issues. So I think that the job that you're doing is it's extremely important in this society that, as I've said, is very secularized, is very confused. So we need that light, and I think Relevant Radio is providing that light.
Well, Alfonso, I so much appreciate your kind words about Relevant Radio and also taking the time out of your busy schedule. I know today is a super busy day for you, covering Election Day for Telemundo from sunny Miami. Tell us about the mood. What's the mood down in Miami and Dade County? There's talk that it could turn red for the first time in decades. What are you seeing here this morning on Election Day?
Well, you know, people are talking about a Hispanic shift towards the GOP. Well, it's definitely happening in blue Miami-Dade, because Miami-Dade has been a Democratic, a majority Democratic district, but that is certainly changing. Florida is quickly turning fully red, and Miami-Dade may be turned fully red. A majority of voters may vote for the Republican candidates, for Ron DeSantis and Marco Rubio, who are on the ballot. And what I do see is a lot of enthusiasm. People are just very excited. You know, this is a very Latin part of the country. Very people go out and campaign publicly. There's a lot of emotion, people going around with signs and everything. So there's a lot of enthusiasm. You mentioned in your intro how there's been high turnout in early voting. I suspect that we're going to see a very high level of voter participation, of voter turnout today that rivals or surpasses the voter turnout of the last midterms in 2018.
Alfonso, of course, the Latino vote is different in Florida than in Texas, than in other parts of the country. What are some of the key issues that Latino voters are basing their votes on this time around?
Well, certainly first, like at the average American voter, they care about inflation. They see that it's really not coming down. It's still very high, a high that we haven't seen in over 40 years. So that's an issue that they care about. But I think that cultural issues are as important to them than economic issues. They perceive that the Democratic Party has embraced an extreme leftist agenda that is pushing abortion on demand, that is pushing laws and regulations that would limit religious freedom, and then pushing really a weird, scary transgender agenda that calls for, you know, giving access to children to sex change therapies and surgeries, that calls for, you know, teaching gender ideology and sexual orientation to kids, to little kids in schools without telling parents. All of that really, it just really scares Hispanic families, as it should. And I think today, I would say that those cultural issues are as important as those economic issues. So it is very important for us as Catholics to really understand what's going on, because these are not just normal elections. These are elections about our culture, about the soul of America, what we are as a country. And that's why it's important to provide guidance on those cultural issues, because they are key.
And many of the Latinos are a Catholic. And we're going to take a short break, but on the other side, I'd like to talk about the importance of the Catholic vote in these midterms. We're going to take a short time out as we continue our conversation with Alfonso Aguilar, the president of the Latino Partnership for Conservative Principles. Stay with us. There's much more to come on Morning Air after this Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
Your home for faith, fun, and news in the morning.
This is Morning Air.
Get connected to the conversation. 888-914-9149.
888-914-9149.
And welcome back to Morning Air as we continue our conversation about today's election day with our good friend, regular contributor Alfonso Aguilar, the president of the Latino Partnership for the Conservative Principles. Alfonso, let's talk a little bit about the Catholic vote. How important is the Catholic vote in these midterms?
Well, very important. Very important. I think that we have to take this elections very seriously, as I've said in before. Cultural issues are very important in this election in our country. We're fighting for the soul of America, what we are as a nation. There's certain we are in a country, in a society that is secularized, and that presents some serious and grave challenges. And it is important as Catholics, it's our responsibility to participate of the process, but also to vote for candidates and causes that are consistent with truth, with truth. So we have to defend life from conception to natural death. Remember the words of John Paul II in one of his visits, who said that we're not going to have peace in America, we're not going to have justice, we're not going to have full civil rights if we don't defend life, if we don't defend the unborn. So let's begin with that, right? Who are the candidates who are supporting life? And understand that it truly starts at conception. And then look at the dignity of the human person. Who are the candidates that understand fully the nature of the human being, that we're born man or woman, that children, when they're young, they're under their parents, and parents have that authority to guide them, to provide. They're the first those who are responsible, really, to form morally the character of children. And who are those who are proposing, serious, scary things like, teaching little children about gender ideology and sexual orientation? Who are those who are saying that minors should have access to sex change therapies? There's not such thing as sex change. It can't happen. And then who are those who are proposing laws and regulations to limit the autonomy of the church so that the church cannot run facilities according to its doctrine, or allow companies or people to live, run their businesses in a way that is consistent with their faith? These are all key questions, and Catholics have to be involved. We have to be part of the conversation of those decisions.
Alfonso, if American Catholics show up today and vote, I think that it's a win for America. It's very simple. We all need to get involved. We all need to vote. We need to take mom and dad and grandparents and our friends and everybody we know and go vote. Would you say that is a very important thing to keep in mind this morning?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It is our responsibility. Catholics do not live separately from the rest of society. We live in the middle of the world, and we're called to meet our civic responsibilities. These are important responsibilities and duties. So if we're good Catholics, we have to be good citizens, and we have to participate in a democracy, in an American democracy. It's not about being passive observers. It's about being active participants, taking our country back and defending it. And if we're involved and participate actively, good things will happen.
Alfonso, less than a minute, your final thoughts on what do you think is going to happen this day?
Well, I think Republicans should have a good day. You know, I think they will certainly win the House, and they have a good shot at winning the Senate. But the question is, are we going to see a red wave? And all the polling tends to show that we may actually see that red wave, and that may mean actually winning the House by over 20 seats and the Senate by perhaps over 52 seats would be a big Republican wave. And I think a healthy message to the to this White House that when you welcome and support extreme ideas, you know, the American people are not are center right. They're concerned about those extreme agendas. And when you have a White House pushing that those extreme agendas, the American people are going to rebel and say no.
Alfonso, thanks so much. So much appreciate your perspective, Alfonso.
Thank you so much.
Morning Air contributor Alfonso Aguilar, the president of the Latino Partnership for Conservative Principles. And now it's time for another edition of Glenn's Story Corner.
Well, we joke about the accordion a lot, but today a story of how an accordion may have saved a life. This was sent in by a frequent guest and listener, Ann Flynn. It's from Laura Bauer, called Saved by a Squeeze Box. Dad had just been sent to the front line. Now, there's one automatic rifleman, AR guy, assigned to each unit, and it's the guy who walks out front who gets killed first. The unit had just lost their AR guy the day before, and Dad was the new one. While on a patrol, a Jeep pulled up. A guy got out and told Dad that they'd been looking for him because he had indicated on his enlistment papers his occupation as musician. They walked him over to a Jeep and threw open the canvas cover and pulled out an accordion. They handed it to him and asked him to play. He said it was raining and that would ruin the instruments. They said they'd get a new one. So they asked him to play anything in a few different keys. At 3 a.m. in Korea, in pouring rain, all he could come up with was Lady of Spain. I remember him telling me he was rather embarrassed by his choice because he thought it was a little cliche. But he was told to grab his gear and come with them. They took him to his CO, woke him up, gave the CO Dad's transfer papers, and took Dad with them. For the next week, he practiced the accordion, got back up to speed, and then picked out his combo. And that's how Dad got a jazz combo and a marching band instead of an automatic rifle. Psalm 95:2, let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise.
Thanks so much, Glenn. As always, really do appreciate it. Coming up next hour here on Morning Air, Catholic evangelist Martha Fernandez-Sardina will explain why love matters in the voting booth and how crucial it is that we vote fearlessly with the most urgent, important issues that really matter. Plus, Catholic apologist William Albrecht will continue answering some of the most common objections that people have about our Catholic faith. Stay with us. There's a lot more to come in the final hour of Morning Air as we continue our Join the Family Pledge Drive.